typical, really cool sound right there. The track Useless from Depeche Mode. I say typical, but that is so good. It's because all their music is really good to me. Hey, it's Gunner. It's Steel City Music. That was some new stuff. Fairly new. It came out last year. Useless from Depeche Mode. All right. In this hour, we got like a whole bunch of different styles of music. And in the first half, well, in this segment, we're going to hear from more or less some hip hop, the track Living on Mars. They're out of Toronto. Rel McCoy out of Vancouver, I believe. This track's called Love Jones, featuring a piece 586 as well. Pull It Together, down out of the States, The Visionaries, another hip hop track. And a graduate of the Mohawk College School music program, Juliana Jones, who we've had on the show a couple different times. She has a new track, which we spun a couple once back, a couple months ago when it came out. I thought I'd give it another spin, throw it in with this right here, called Bad For Me. Check her out on Facebook. I know she's part of the there's CBC Music is running a contest right now. So you're going to see a lot of stuff coming online from different people's Facebook pages and that, and going on to CBC and clicking, giving them a vote. I think you can vote like once a day. But yeah, check that out. I know like Boxcar Ben is part of that, and also Juliana Jones, of course, and there's some other artists as well that have been coming up in my newsfeed. So I dig this track. So I'm going to throw that in there. Give her a vote if you can. Two from Noga Erez, I believe that are out of Tel Aviv. Just kind of stumbled across this act, and I'm addicted. It's terrible. I'm kind of embarrassed. I'm acting like a little fanboy here. We're going to have this track called End of the Road, but starting things off, this track called Story. And odds are I'm going to play more and more of it the more I fall down the music hole that is Noga Erez. Hear it? You're hanging out in Steel City Music. Enjoy. What's your story? Make my day. I'm so happy. Make my day. Why so shaky? Make my day. Too much goofy. What's your story? I'm so ugly. Melancholy. Too much coffee. Make my day. What's your story? Make my day. I'm so happy. Make my day. Why so shaky? Make my day. Too much goofy. What's your story? I'm so ugly. You keep on mumbling. Wait till this girl sees. Comfy in my big mess. One big mess. I can find my stuff when things are in place. Shut the lover quiet. Make me quite distressed. Dressing, I can fit my things in one case.
Where's the bass?
You're just mumbling.
Slick slack. What's your back?
You're just mumbling.
Quick quack, quick quack.
It's your
buzzing face. You're like genius, genius. Always talking with your chest. Spit in my face, spit in my face.
Tell me what's your story.
Make my day.
I'm so happy.
Make my day.
Why so shaky?
Make my day.
Too much goofy.
What's your story? I'm so ugly. You keep on mumbling.
Way too much coffee.
Where's my suitcase?
Oui. I moved to mute face. Woke up at two-faced. Phony two-faced. All you do is plastic. Wasted all your tactics. Tricks. You're drawing dead. This trip is mad. I'm caustic.
What's your story?
Blessing, blessing. Guess a hidden message is awaiting blessing.
What's your story?
Lesson, lesson. I just listen. Never missing any less.
What's your story?
Less is lesson. I've been dressing, dressing just to get a glasses. Snap, 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 snap. And I just see you standing there and mumbling. Slick, slack. What's your back? Quick, quack. Quick, quack. Genius, always talking with your chest. Spit in my face, 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 spit in my face.
What's your story? I'm so happy. Why so shaky? Too much crap.
Snap out of it.
What's your story? Snap out of it.
I'm so ugly.
Snap out of it.
Stop out of it. What's your story?
Stop out of it.
I'm so
out of it.
Coffee.
Way too much coffee, man.
Can we get some more subs so he can feel?
Dum dum dummy, I'm no bunny, I'm no sloppy boy. I never beg for no money. Fun, fun, funny, you run from no I'm running, no I pardon no one, nobody. Chop, chop, chop it right hand, chop it like a big bucket. You had the mic, now you can't drop it. Dum dum dummy, once nobody. I'm coming, I'm coming, I'm coming, sit though. I don't know what really, really happens at the end of the road. I'm up for the challenge. Just show I got me some mileage. I bought a car and a cottage. I got Suzanne in my baggage. Got a list in my bucket. Squeeze the sponge, drop the pocket. I fit in any socket. Close the door, I'm a knocker. I got my ticket, I'm a flea. Sell it overseas. I just blink and get a fee. What ya think of me? I don't know. At the end of the road, I don't know what really, really happens at the end of the road. I don't know what really, really happens at the end of the road. But my trip is mad. I am finished. I got low.
Lately, I got ceilings, but I burn in the sun. I never miss one shot. I'm sick as a gun, I got more toe friends. I'm dead as they come, like, hey, I'm on the way. I left my body in the mattress by the San Francisco Bay. No, there's a cop named Mordecai behind my pirate in Mercedes. When we crash, I hit the ER. This is a thriller. I did it for the PR. I did it for the VR. I didn't know when there's a dynamo back in the back of the fridge. I go pack it up, my triple attack and battery as in my stacks in the cabin. As you re-crack it, my doggies run back. I just sell them to bag it up, bag it up, bag it up.
I don't know what really, really happens at the end of the road.
You were the one for me. You were my ecstasy. Baby took all of me. I can't get you out of my brain. Making me go insane. So I can let you go now. Know that you're bad for me. Know that you're bad for me. I know. Can't seem to get you off my mind. You told me I was the one for you, but can't catch me with your crew. Guess she's not over you. She's wearing your astral shirt. Is that really what I'm worth? You have all of me, but still you play these games. Can't make up your mind, you're cursing on my name. I feel sorry, boo, but you should be ashamed. But I don't know why I can't seem to get you off my mind. When I know that you're bad for me, know that you're bad for me, I know, know that you're bad for me, know that you're bad for me, I know, can't seem to get you off my mind, when I know that you're bad for me, chances. Now the blood's on my hands. Why can't you understand this? But you don't give a damn. You're taking advantage. No, I can't get you off my mind. Know that you're bad for me. Know that you're bad for me. I know. I know. Know that you're bad for me. Know that you're bad for me. I know. Can't seem to get you off my mind when I know that you're bad for me. Know that you're bad for me. I know. I know. I know. I know. Know that you're bad for me. Know that you're bad for me. I know. Can't seem to get you off my mind when I know that you're bad for me. Know that you're bad for me. I know.
I've been a fan of yours a long time, and I actually got your first record right when it came out. And was aware of you, you know, as you made records, and thought I knew you just based on the music you were putting out. And then you wrote this book recently called Horror Stories, and I realized I didn't know you at all. And it's fascinating to get a different perspective from inside an artist's experience, because right off the bat in the prologue you say, my songs have been stories that are like diary entries and ways to express my feelings and look at my feelings. And the book itself is incredibly confessional and incredibly private. And I wondered what the impetus was for deciding to write that confessionally about things that you never had an obligation to tell anybody.
And yet, at the same time, I meet so many people that tell me their personal stories because of my music. And I have been lucky enough to hear from fans that really have carried me through some of the darkest times of their life and used me as like a friend or a comfort or some kind of sense of that I'm there for them, my music is there for them, and that I speak in a way to the things that they can't speak about. And I think I've always carried that with me from the very beginning as a sense of obligation, that people come to me looking for some kind of sense of not being alone or that they are seen or heard or felt. And music has been that way for me as well, like my favorite artists. So I think that I've always had a sense, ever since I put out Exile in Guyville, that people were looking to me for more than just a great song or a great album. There was something more that they responded to in the way I presented myself and that they needed from me. And I think that in the world, there's too little of it. There's too little of a sense of, you know, we're in this together and that it's tough to be a human being and that the plight of humanity is the same at every level. I think that's something that I like to speak about and make art about, just our humanity, our shared humanity, the things that we all have in common.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
If you know what time it is, timeless, mindless to mindless, regardless of your vices, glued to your devices, it's that non-divisive. Close your eyes to show you where your eyes is. It's the Heisman, not the word science, but he don't even have a license when he's driving through this crisis. High risk, pilots, navigating through islands. It was written even though he freestyled it. Spit what you want and get what you want. Channel your energy to see what you invent. Mansions, intensity, bring intensity with intent to love immensely. Hence, we represent a never ending story of the glory embedded in our cores. It's all been said and done before. Thought I was done before until I realized that we are still the ones for sure. Put it together now. Ha. Put it together now. Hey, put it together now. 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 Put it together now.
It's the calm before the storm. Born with an excellent view of the norm, a thick skin to be worn in these times and unwinding capabilities. The teachers would have never let these half steppers in these facilities. No apologies needed, always speak how you feel. Stay true what you do, the definition of real. Redefining appeal, opposite of dumbing down. The fact you learn something new makes a smile and not a frown. It's the way we get down on James Brown kind of function. Talk about it, be about it, just do something. Yeah, the universal language to the vehicle of music. A vibration felt, our ancestors used to use it.
compromise in the sun, working all day shift. But if you working in rhythm, then a job ain't. Walk for miles in the sun, working all day shift. But if you working in rhythm, then a job ain't.
Spit this inventory, not for the fame and the glory. Put the fighter out, silence the category. Any concert, America's so gory. Rap ain't the cause for violence and the story. Separate the separatists limb by limb. Arm, leg, lane, arm and hammer, brim. Skim the fat from the brim of the hat. We're different in fact, we're all the same when we say that. Deflated the bubble, never had to make it pop. Get your face landscape, leave enough on top. Brrr. What you thought, unless it's that good vibe. Be what you taught.
Put it together now. Put it together now.
Jigsaw, three of the brother doctor cut off my leg with the jigsaw, and I'm still here trying to carry you up these hills in a rickshaw. It took the cops to kill Nipsey for you to make it to Crenshaw. Avengers that by having knowledge yourself and then some. Ignorant rappers are holding yourself for ransom, enough to make you wanna go vegan with all the carnage. I feel dead inside like all the DJ's eyes that love good music and are forced to play all of that garbage. By the time we admit to ourselves that we've been set up, our love is stronger than your hate. We have no time to let up. Always ask me why the visionaries couldn't put it together and be as big as Kendrick. Maybe it's being an independent, and maybe it's that bullshit. I'll tell them that we don't have to be logical, Ross, cause we're just us.
With my brethren again, no preference depends. It's all digital print, phones and laptops, no loose leaf sitting in the corner. Thumbing out heat, but it's still that original blend. Friends, the brothers breaking the trend since the begin. Just when we're thinking about money, cars, and cribs, some got to raise a youth, the best thing that we did. Lil Mama Trinity, oldest of the younger kids, three of them grown, Mega, Lito, Momo, and Sprig. The life I live now is for my wife, I give shouts to my children. Elvis has left the building to them now, after instilling the memoirs, bought the grimoires, ends out. Traveling, went by to nothing but my original sin house. Brethren, SoCal, my new locale. Top of the mountain, read the profile. Show up at your smoke out, smoked out. Step on stage, calm, effective on liquors like napalm. With a bass storm, and they calm the face spawn. And then I'm done, the sun's.
Put it together now. Put it together now. Hey, put it together now.
Put it together now.
Put it together now.
Yeah.
Put it together now. Put it together now.
Gotta love Jones for the kicks and the snare tones. 5 minutes alone, I'm already on the microphone. You can't act like you know, then act like you've grown. Childish rappers, no different from geriatrics. Lack of strength to fight the microbes within these type of poems. I like them for retirement homes. They reek of death despite cologne. Tequila Mockingbird words ignited by Patron. They eye in the almighty throne. It must be more than slightly stoned. Lord, let the body doc saying that it's likely Crohn's. Nah, I'm just a hazard to my health when I cipher alone. The iller type, schedule one dope. Fill your pipe, put some fire to it. Inhale, I lose the will to write. I weaken constitutions, exercise your bill of rights.
Yeah.
Come at me, bro, your strike's about as daunting as a pillow fight. Yo, I want the spirit life, but far from the religious right who stole from the indigenous and worship of vanilla Christ. Bare fist, I guess I'm breaking ties with my heritage. The white Anglo-Saxon actions trashing the Americas. Hip-hop heretics with the same old narrative. Parasitic arrogance, hashtag, and now they sharing it. I wonder where their parents is. I got a slap, happy hand in back pocket. You asked for it, black. There it is. I started with a pair of twigs, and now my flamethrower. Lay low, forest, this torch, my bro. You couldn't carry it. Get burnt like non-Aussie surfing Terra Gall. I stand under my wing. I bring a Kevlar parasol. Tough love, check my method. Spell it out like Daryl Hall. 0% cowardice. You lack the balls and wherewithal. Say I'm under the influence. You could blame the Bronx, a body beats. You want the instrumental? Better drain the swamp. Famous comp, either send the compliments or pray disarm. Style is bottomless, yours is naked with nothing to base it on. Dismantling candle holders, can't get close enough. My page is on flames and my phone is blowing up. Hold up. Hey, yo, what's up? Oh, yeah, man, yeah, just wrapping this up now. Yeah, no, we straight. Yeah, all right, bet. Peace.
seem to be the daily flex wear. Plebs dare to fight what feels like a hex pair. To the soul, you let's care. To make connections, I don't mean for biz perks, except there's more to it, more humans, more willing to let their wants be their guide when they fear that their needs make them weak, so they hide, not relate in IRL. Pics online show you find 5,000 followers to know to help you sleep at night, that you're hugging extra pillows just to flee isolation, cause all touches next to zero while you keep giant hatred for any romantic couple in public, a thought located in grief. You want to be and not beef, that's not debated, but seems like a task Herculean for you to be meeting a decent human being and seeing you as you and not being deceiving, if even possible to close the gap between belonging and being. Try to connect with people, but they all seem so far that you might as well be living on Mars. Try to avoid creeps to cause you harm but can't get far. Yeah, you wish that you were living on Mars. Wish there was a hole that you could fall through instead of facing all these souls that say it's all cool for you to face your fears. Been tormented for years and never mind the toll that it could cost you. You're coming off as abnormal, ask for you to fall in line. Request is past formal, fam, for you. You got your mind open to stuff. There's clothes, don't think of much. Exposed to them's a tough sale, cause they'll trust tales of failure more than your successes, cause they think they're successes. Rejecting all the lessons, forgot their own rebellion. Who's sticking around you jetting? You wish for some respect and understanding and demanding that might give you affection, but the end of that deal is just raw. Escape plans a great man never have to ignore. Your feelings try appealing to good nature, but when they fail, just take your leave. Believe you can be yourself. Try to connect with people, but they all seem so far that you might as well be living on Mars. Creeps to cause you harm but can't get far. Yeah, you wish that you were living on Mars.
I'll make all my own meals, grow seeds into real plants, rearrange dust, paint, still make time to dance. In the background, the radio, the exact sound of somebody home to share in my routines. Don't care that they're a machine.
Connect with people, but they all seem so far that you might as well be living on Mars. Try to avoid creeps to cause you harm but can't get far. Yeah, you wish that you were living on Mars.
Yeah, yeah. What do you think of that track, huh? Pretty heavy. Digging it. Love that one. More or less featuring Laura Barrett and the slow pitch sound, Living on Mars. I love that sound right there. In this next set, taking us to the top of the hour here on Steel City Music, we are going to hear Dead Tired with the track Dead Tired. Dead Tired hasn't been putting out music in the last couple of years. Came across this track. I was like, oh, I wish they would put out more music. Sons of Freedom, 1989, I think. Or was it earlier? Out of Vancouver, The Criminal. Could have been 88, 89. But yeah, always loved the bass on this. Especially when the... Never mind, it's a bass thing. It's just... Whatever, when you hear it, you go, oh yeah, I know what he's talking about. The Donnas with Dancing With Myself, a terrific cover is going to be in this set as well. The Donnas, what a cool name, named after Donna from That 70s Show. That's where they got their inspiration. I always thought this band should be a lot bigger, man. Just cool rock, female rock act. I was going to say chick rock, but then I thought, am I allowed to say chick rock? I mean, Joan Jett always called herself a chick rock. I don't know. I'm just going to say female rock. How about that? We'll just leave that one alone. Two, from a band who I can tell every time I look online, they're always posting stuff like they're going to lose their minds if they don't start playing soon. Their cover of Saturday Night, the Bay City Rollers, Monster Truck out of Hamilton, Ontario. One of my favorite bands to see over the years. I always used to catch them at This Ain't Hollywood when they first started out. And every time I saw them, my jaw was just like, oh my God, these guys are good. Oh my God. And it was just like, I used to tell the story over and over again to people about the day after CNC Music Festival on a Sunday, They opened up for Mick Jagger's kids band, and they were just, they were so good. Mick Jagger's kids band said, maybe we'll just open up. And to the kids' credit, he said, no, this is our show. We'll do our show. You know, there you go. And he thought, yeah, all right, that's good, man. But I'm also going to spin the track, The Enforcer, which you hear on Hockey Night in Canada the odd time. I used to love hearing The Enforcer, by the way, at the Hamilton Bulldogs games. I miss it. And then I would always look, as I was watching the game, I would grab my phone and tweet a score, and I would always see pictures of John Harvey and Jeremy and whoever friends they were with. They would be at the game. And I would always, like, just laugh my ass off, because it was kind of like, there they are. That's, you know, the crowd's getting pumped up, and they're playing the monster truck track. And it must be such a cool feeling for them to be sitting there being fans and having a good time, and then hearing their music, you know, in the arena. I don't know. That's kind of like the geek thing in me, you know. So I should also remind you, hit us up at steelcitymusic.ca. If you want to submit any music, or let me know about any events, that sort of thing, that you feel that you need to be covered, or if you want to do an interview, that sort of stuff. Like, what do you have going on? Is there a charity that you're trying to promote here in Hamilton, Ontario, or across Canada? Let me know. We can set up a time and do a nice little pre-record. I do it via phone, or I'm starting to do it on Zoom. And the Zoom one isn't too bad now. I have an adapter, and it sounds a little bit better with my microphone, that sort of thing. But it's just so weird when you're interviewing someone on Zoom. It's just like, you know, I can't really focus. I keep looking at what's going on behind everybody, that sort of thing. And no one really wants to look at my melon as when, you know, when we're doing it, you know. So especially when I do, like, when I do these Zoom calls or, you know, interviews, when Heather Valley and I, we did one for Americana Cool. And it was just like me watching her cat walk around her in circles as she was, like, talking about how great an artist was. And I'm just like, really? Really? Is this really going on? Is this what's happening? I'm such a putz. All right. But starting off this set of music, taking us into the top of the hour, folks, we're going to hear two from Mean Streaks out of Hamilton. Now, I stumbled across, someone made a posting about this this act on Facebook, and I clicked on one thing, and I clicked on another, and I somehow ended up on SoundCloud. I'm like, oh, well, here's all their stuff. And I started, like, listening. They did, like, they put up, like, a demo of a Beatles cover, that sort of stuff. But then I started listening to some of their other tunes, and they're really good, man. And so I'm going to track them down, and maybe we can have a chat on what they're all about and who recorded them. I think Adam Hutchins did the recordings on this stuff. So we'll spin two from them. You will hear Bad Behavior, but starting things off, Trouble Town on Steel City Music. We'll be right back.
makes you remember.
Once he got out of jail,
He was gone.
He took off for Nashville.
Down in Music City, paycheck scraped by as a backup musician, playing with everyone from Porter Wagoner to George Jones.
He was kind of like a country music Mozart. You know, he played guitar, lead guitar, and steel and drums, and he was an excellent bass player, probably the best in Nashville in his day.
Oh, this used to be our favorite night spot.
He was a great singer.
And she was here. It was heaven.
Next time I'd seen him was he'd come back and he'd change his name to Donnie Young.
Donnie Young wasn't exactly burning up the charts, so he decided he would change his act.
Back in them days, there was a Johnny Dollar and
Johnny Cash and Johnny Western.
Donnie's manager, figuring he'd cash in on the Johnny trend, recalled an obscure Polish boxer, Johnny Paycheck, with a K.
From that point on, I mean, he totally believed he was Johnny Paycheck. You couldn't talk him out of saying, okay, Donnie, or every time you'd call him Donnie, he'd get mad at you. I think he had an identity crisis.
He legally changed his name to Johnny Paycheck, and his career took off. But deep down inside, he was still Hubcap Donnie.
Paycheck was playing with Patsy Cline.
Crazy.
Paycheck stole Patsy Cline's car.
I think that was down in Texas someplace. Big country music park, and he got drinking. He found her keys, and he just went out and got in her car and took off. And when he get to the gate, they would shut the gate on him. There was only one entrance to it. They said, just let him go. He can't get out. And he went past that gate a half a dozen times, and he just drove around and around and around inside the park. But eventually, it ran out of gas.
He had a total disregard for the law when he was drinking.
Old habits die hard, but somehow he managed to pick up a new one.
There was like a couple of 24-hour pharmacists in there in Nashville, you know what I mean. The drug of choice back then was them Old Yellers. We'd go to the jam sessions and Paycheck was always up there playing bass. Well, we'd stay up for 3 or 4 days just to get in tune and then jam for 3 or 4 more.
Between the speed binges and stints in jail, Paycheck found himself broke and homeless. Then he met a man named Swamp Dog.
excuse me. My song I wrote, Don't Take Her, She's All I Got, single-handedly put Johnny Paycheck on the map, because he was nowhere near the map.
Let me tell you now, friend, don't take her, she's all.
Single did a load of sales. People were buying the hell out of it. We made a fortune with that. But anyway, I digress.
And they hauled them off. And anyhow, went down to get them out the next morning and had to pay the fine. Paycheck didn't even have a shirt on. I had to go to court without a shirt. I mean, it's in Canada, and that little deal there where they all have to get up and all hail the queen, something like that. Paycheck went like, the queen.
You're listening to Steel City Music.
Crowded lonely night.
You're listening to The Hawk, 101.5 FM in Hamilton, Ontario.
You're listening to a Steel City Music Retro Hour.
An interview with Jamie Problem. He was responsible for the Sunday Slam at This Ain't Hollywood every Sunday with Hammer City Records. It is no more because of the sale of the club, but Jamie has some nice things to say and some cool music for us to hear. Check it out. Hey, welcome to Steel City Music. On the line with me right now is Jamie Problem. I guess the co-host, co-producer with Hammer City Record Store, with This Ain't Hollywood, the man who's been putting on Sunday Slam for about 29 years in Hamilton, Ontario.
Not 29 years.
It seems, dude, the show on a Sunday afternoon at This Ain't Hollywood, licensed all ages show that started around 3, seems like something that has been a part of the Hamilton music community for some time. But how long have you been doing it for?
It's been over 10 years.
Okay, so 10 years is a long time, buddy.
That's a long time.
Yeah, like
shortly after Hollywood opened, it would be 11 years in July.
In the midst of all of starting this and doing this, you were also doing touring around Southern Ontario and still doing shows on weekends with your band. What was that like?
Oh, it's kind of hectic, but it works pretty good. I actually started it a few years before. Before we started artificial dissemination. So it was kind of already up and going, and because we do it, you know, I'm doing it in conjunction with a lot of help from Hammer City and other people, that if I'm out and about on the day, then I've got other people there that can handle the actual show itself. Right. But I usually kind of fall into the divide up our duties, where it got to be mostly I was booking the lineups, booking the bands, and organizing all the kind of musical show day thing of it, and Hammer City was helping out with just kind of organizing the promotion of it and the, you know, the Facebook posts and all the advertising. And then Hollywood would help us out too with spreading the word and getting posters made and helping getting posters up. So just kind of a group effort, everybody doing their thing. So it's not down to one person.
Right. Yeah, I was always curious about that, because I know that you were still you were an active musician plus stage plus all your other responsibilities in the world, that sort of thing. How to keep something going like that for 10 years? You would have to have like a solid team working with you on all of these things. Just curious, so is there any standout shows from the Sunday Slam that you can remember?
I don't know, like, it's, I kind of just, they're all kind of special.